So real quick, guys, before we get into today's podcast, super quick announcement that I think is going to be really valuable if you guys have a few minutes. Next week on Tuesday, November 6th at 4 o'clock Central Time, 5 o'clock Eastern Time, I am hosting another free webinar, Carb Cycling for Fat Loss. I've done this a couple of times now, and it's gone really, really well. So I want to keep this thing going, man. I want to keep this thing running because carb cycling is, in my opinion, the best nutritional strategy out there. And so many of you guys may already know or you've heard that I launched Full Throttle Fat Loss about a week ago, my very first course, which covers everything about fat loss. Well, module 4 of that course is carb cycling. And that's what I'm going to teach you guys next Tuesday, November 6th at 4 o'clock Central Time. It should only last about 30, 35 minutes, and then we will leave a little bit of time for Q&A on the back end. But if you have a free half an hour and you've always wanted to try carb cycling, or you really feel like, hey, I need a nutritional strategy for fat loss. Like, what I'm doing right now is just not working. Like, I need a structure. I need a strategy in place. Then, man, check out this webinar. I'm going to drop the link in the show notes to today's podcast so you can easily register. It's totally free. And I can assure you that I will not waste your time. If you spend 30, 35 minutes with me next Tuesday, you will be very, very glad you did. So check that out in the links in the show notes. And I hope to see you there. Hey, Jim Schultz here for the F-Cubed Podcast. It's a Friday, man, and I am sitting outside of Mariano's, the grocery store here in Chicago, and I am a little bit against the clock. So I do not have too much time, and so today is going to turn into a quick tip Friday. And, you know, it's a little fitting with my not having a lot of time to do this podcast because it actually leads perfectly into the content for today's podcast. So what I wanted to talk to you guys about today was the situation that we've all been in before. Some of us more times than we would ever want to be in. But it's when you're in the gym and you are really pressed for time and you cannot get all the things done that you want to get done. Or you're really just racing against the clock and you're pressed. You feel rushed, whether it be an hour, 30 minutes, 45 minutes, an hour and a half, it doesn't matter how much time it is. If it's less than you would like to spend, then by definition, you're going to have to rush. Well, here is a great little strategy that I have for you in those situations. Now, you're going to have to likely deviate from your normal training routine to accomplish this, which that may or may not jive with you. I mean, I know myself, man, I do not like to deviate from my normal training routine too much. I am not one of those do a different workout every workout type guys because I actually feel like you can't measure progress that way. I really feel like if you're constantly going in there and, you know, shocking the muscle, quote unquote, or confusing the muscle, quote unquote, just air quotes everywhere, I really think that those strategies are, I think they sound a lot better in theory, and they actually don't perform nearly as well in practice because it's very hard to, it's very hard to engage in any type of a progressive overload type of system from one week to the next when you're constantly throwing new things at your body. And so that's a different discussion altogether, but this, I feel like, can still work if you want to do the same things or pretty much the same thing that you normally do, but you're going to have to switch it up a little bit. And here's why. So, sorry about my cough, but man, like I said, I've been sick for about a month, so we just got to make do with what we got. So here's the idea. If you actually think about a normal training session, if you actually were to look at the amount of time that you spend in the actual session itself, I would be willing to bet that you spend a lot of your time setting up a given movement and breaking it down. So getting your squats ready with the rack and the hooks and the, you know, commandeering the squat rack to begin with, or, you know, or bench, or, I mean, you know, adjusting the seat and getting the dumbbells. And I mean, just doing all these different things. The actual setup of a lot of movements takes a lot of time. So what I like to do on the days when I don't have a lot of time is I will trim the number of movements that I do, and I will do more sets per movement. So at the end of the day, you can still push, you know, the same amount of volume or a reasonable amount of volume through your system, which we all know, if we've been following this podcast, that volume is the key driver here, man. Volume is the determining factor of making progress, not making progress, that kind of stuff. So as long as you can keep your volume elevated and keep it at the same levels that you're used to, if not push it a little bit higher, then that's going to be a really good thing. Well, if you're pressed for time, if you try to go through your normal workout, you're going to have to cut it short. You're going to have to trim some sets, and they won't be replaced because you're constantly, you know, setting up, breaking down, all that stuff. So one way around that I have found is by trimming the number of movements and increasing the number of sets per movement. So you can actually end up still performing the same number of sets for the workout. You're just doing fewer movements. So instead of doing 3 sets of squats, you may do 5 sets of squats. Now that may have to change. You may have to tinker with your intensity parameters and, you know, your RPEs and that kind of stuff. But, you know, that's easily done for someone that's experienced in the gym. Like, you can do that on the fly, no problem. But I don't know, man. I think that this is a nice little tip, because at various points in time, and for some of us out there every day, we're pressed for time and we don't have a lot of time to allocate to our training, but we still want to get it done. It's still important to us. So there's a little tip, a little tactic, if you will, that you can apply on those days when you don't have a lot of time in the gym, but you still want to get some nice work done. So that is all I've got for you guys. You know, if you guys want to take a quick second, if you have found this podcast to be valuable, if you have found this podcast to be beneficial, then, man, it would really mean the world to me if you went over to iTunes and you left me an honest review. Leave me a rating, leave me a review, and, you know, tell me what you really think, man. I really would love to hear your thoughts about the podcast. That would help me out a ton. You guys have a great weekend, and I will see you on Monday. Jim Schultz here, man, and boy, am I ever excited. I am so fired up. As of yesterday, Full Throttle Fat Loss, your nutritional blueprint to sustainable fat loss, is live. This thing is launched, this thing is out there, and this thing, I am so proud of this, man. This is my very first ever course as part of F-Cubed, and I've been working feverishly on this thing for the last 6, 8, 9 months, man. Nights, mornings, weekends, lunch breaks. Just whenever I've had a few extra minutes, I've been like, all right, I need to do this. I need to do that. We need to add that. We need to take away that. That can be better. That can be, you know, that can be bigger. That can be more detailed. That can be everything. I've taken all of my experience and all of my knowledge, and I have poured it into this course. And now some of you guys out there, you know my story. Some of you may not know my story. You know, brand new listeners to the podcast, this might be new to you. But I grew up as a very, very big kid. I was picked on. I was made fun of. I was all those things. And then, you know, by God's grace alone, I turned it around when I started college, when I discovered natural bodybuilding. But I share that with you to say that if you yourself feel like you're very far away from your goal, if you yourself feel like, man, I've got to lose 5, 10, 25, 50, 70 pounds. I mean, I was 240 pounds at my heaviest. I know what that feels like. I know exactly what that feels like. I lived it. And so the discouragement, the disappointment, the frustration, the wondering if what you're doing is going to work, I know those feelings very well. And I say that to share with you Full Throttle Fat Loss. Everything inside of that course is for you. Everything inside of that course is designed to help you efficiently and effectively lose fat in the most optimal weight pattern in the most optimal way possible. And I think most optimal is redundant, but who cares? Full throttle fat loss, 13 modules. I left no stone unturned. We covered water. We covered pre and post workout. We covered protein. We covered fiber. We covered meal frequency. We covered everything. Two lessons inside of each module. And then there are three bonus spreadsheets that are also thrown in there at no extra cost, just a total bonus from me to you, that help you track your macros. They help analyze your weight loss. They tell you when to make adjustments. I built these things so that they're customized. I coded them myself. So all you have to do is enter your weight and enter what you ate, and it will tell you what to do next. Because I know how difficult it can be to say, all right, should I make a change or should I not make a change? Well, I have this thing built to tell you, you should make a change. Or, no, you're good. You don't need to make a change. And then I have a custom spreadsheet also designed to help you find your maintenance calories. And so it is Friday, October 26th. The launch was yesterday. If you guys are listening to this podcast right now, Friday, October 26th, 2018, I'm going to drop a link to the course where you can get more information in the show notes. And that will always be in the show notes from here on out. But this weekend is special because to celebrate the launch, I'm offering a $50 discount off the price of the course to make it really, really reasonably priced. I mean, if you want high-level fitness coaching in today's world, you're going to pay thousands of dollars per year. And the cost of this course is literally a fraction of that. And you'll see so for yourself when you check out the information in the link below. The link below to the course is there. The coupon code for the discount is FTFL50. So that's FTFL50. Use that at checkout. That coupon will be live for the rest of the weekend. And I hope to see you guys in the course.